I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today's story is an article by Kate Scanlon entitled, This Pro-Life Group Targets Planned Parenthood's Corporate Funding. She begins, a pro-life group say it has convinced more than 300 companies to stop donating to Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. Kate, if that were true, I would have no problem with it. That is how a civilized democracy is supposed to work. But I have my suspicions about your claim. Specifically, based on what I've seen from pro-life groups, also known as the American ISIS, I think it is more likely that the tactics that they used to convince those companies probably included threats of boycotts, and based on their long bloody record of health clinic murders and bombings, violence. She wrote, the organization Life Decisions International tracks corporate sponsors of Planned Parenthood in an effort to encourage them to stop donating. Kate, I'll bet when you typed the word encourage, you probably had a smile on your face, didn't you? We've all seen what happens to those who don't get the hint when encouraged by violent religious thugs. She wrote, in an interview with the Daily Signal, Doug Scott, president of Life Decisions International, said his group is primarily an educational organization. Kate, so is ISIS. Just ask them. She wrote, its aim, Scott said, is to educate companies and CEOs about Planned Parenthood's real agenda. Kate, the problem comes when certain companies refuse to be educated. Then the teacher has to switch from the carrot to the stick. She wrote, using Planned Parenthood's own annual reports, newsletters, and IRS documents, Life Decisions International determines which companies contribute funds. It adds the findings to a list of such donors and encourages pro-lifers to use the list to boycott them. Kate, didn't I just say that? I must be clairvoyant. If persuasion and common decency fail, then fall back on the tried and true methods of threats and violence. It's worked for thousands of years and still works today. Hey, Kate, that kind of takes a little of the shine off your boasting about the 300 companies who stopped donating now that you've explained why they stopped. When all else fails, resort to attacking them. And if that doesn't work, the next step for you people is always violence. Kate wrote, Scott said discussions with each company are kept completely confidential to spare them the backlash from pro-abortion people. Kate, I think a more likely reason to keep those discussions confidential is so that the public won't have to see the nasty arm-breaking tactics and threats that Jesus's people are using. She writes, Tom Strobar, chairman of Life Decisions International, told the Daily Signal that more than 300 companies no longer give to Planned Parenthood because of his organization. Kate, question, does Mike Tyson work for Life Decisions International? She wrote, but at a shareholder meeting of Starbucks, a donor to Planned Parenthood, Strobar said he was booed by 3,000 people when he shared his pro-life message. Kate, it sounds like it's time for a video showing the beheading of some Starbucks managers. That will help them see the light. She continues, Scott said, if a company stops donating to Planned Parenthood, Life Decisions International doesn't reveal on its website that the company used to do so. If we do that, they won't trust us, and they won't have any reason to do the right thing. We don't parade around when we have a victory. That hurts us, but it helps them do the right thing. Kate, And if the tactics you violent little freaks use become public knowledge, that will hurt you even more, which is why you are smart to keep as much of your activity as confidential as possible. Kate continues, if a company won't stop donating, it is added to the list. Kate, that's the first step. After that, you people start applying the real pressure. She continues, Scott said our biggest thing is integrity. Kate, ask him what integrity he finds in murdering doctors. Ask him where the integrity is when staff workers are also murdered. Ask him how much integrity his organization gains every time a bomb goes off. Ask him about the integrity of the Colorado mass murderer who killed in the name of Jesus. Mr. Scott sure has a funny idea of what integrity means. She continues, Scott said, we only add the company to the list with 100% certainty. We give them all the chances in the world to stop before we add them to the list as well. Kate, by give them all the chances in the world, what does Scott mean? Does he wait until they change their minds? And if he is pursuing them with threats of boycotts, etc., how does he figure that qualifies as giving them a chance? She wrote, Scott said integrity is key. Kate, that's rich coming from one of the leaders of the American ISIS. She continues quoting Scott, who said, because companies must trust his group if it is to be effective. Kate, I've heard a similar answer from fighters in Iraq. But like ISIS, if these companies don't trust him and he isn't effective, then the gloves come off and it's time for the guns and bombs. Scott also said, we once got a call from the vice president of a company who told us that its president was donating corporate money to Planned Parenthood and he couldn't get him to stop, so they know they can trust us. Kate, Scott means they've got a stoolie inside the company. Continuing, Scott said it isn't enough to simply boycott the companies donating to Planned Parenthood. Kate, didn't I say that earlier? I really am clairvoyant. She wrote, his group doesn't share the amount of money a corporation has donated to Planned Parenthood because even a penny is too much. Corporate donations make them look legitimate. Life Decisions International's chairman, Strobar, has a background in finance. Kate, no surprise there. Money is always at the root of all religious motivation. When Roe v. Wade became law, Christians didn't care for years, but only became enraged when conservatives and the Republican Party began using it as a weapon in the late 70s to gain the large voting bloc of evangelical Christians. Those are the really dumbass Christians, not the regular kind like you find in the Democratic Party. She continues, Strobar said the group purchases shareholder resolutions so its representatives are entitled to attend shareholder meetings, giving them the opportunity to discuss corporate donations to Planned Parenthood with the executives of a company. Kate, why do they have to resort to subterfuge if they have an all-powerful God on their side? She continues, Strobar said, many times executives believe their contributions went to a specific program at Planned Parenthood, but money is fungible. You don't know where it goes once they have it. Sometimes executives are receptive to the idea that their company shouldn't be affiliated with such a controversial organization. Other times, however, they are dedicated to their pro-abortion views, as has been the case with Starbucks. Targeting corporate donations is something we can all do that works. Kate, that doesn't worry me as much as what you people do when it doesn't work. Strobar continues, we elect politicians who promised us pro-life Supreme Court nominees. Sometimes they delivered, sometimes they didn't. But this works. Kate, remember what I said about conservatives manipulating tens of millions of useful idiots for their voting power? Well, Strobar just confessed. Continuing with Strobar's quote, on a pound-for-pound basis, I would argue we're the most effective pro-life group. Kate, that's probably also true on a gun-for-gun and bomb-for-bomb basis, too. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story. New research finds that people emit their own personal microbial cloud. We each give off millions of bacteria from our human microbiome to the air around us every day, and that cloud of bacteria can be traced back to an individual. To test the individualized nature of the personal microbial cloud, researchers sequenced microbes from the air surrounding people in a sanitized experimental chamber. The study found that most of the occupants sitting alone in the chamber could be identified within 4 hours just by the unique combinations of bacteria in the surrounding air. The striking results were driven by several groups of bacteria that are ubiquitous on and in humans, such as Streptococcus, which is commonly found in the mouth, and Propionibacterium and Corynebacterium, both common skin residents. While these common human-associated microbes were detected in the air around all people in the study, the authors found that the different combinations of those bacteria were the key to distinguishing among individual people. The findings emerged from 2 different studies and more than 14 million sequences, representing thousands of different types of bacteria found in the 312 samples from air and dust from the experimental chamber. These results confirm that an occupied space is microbially distinct from an unoccupied one, and demonstrate for the first time that individuals release their own personalized microbial cloud. The research might help understand the mechanisms involved in the spread of infectious diseases in buildings. The results also suggest potential forensic applications, for example, to identify or determine where a person has been, though it is unclear whether individual occupants can be detected in a crowd of other people. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, John Fugelsang. I will give no biography as he has been previously quoted. Here is the quote from John Fugelsang. America is like two conjoined twins that can't be separated. And the twin without a brain won't stop smacking the twin that has one.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking!